The gruesome discovery of thousands of dead greyhounds on a South Alabama farm is raising questions about the dog racing industry. One man is charged with animal torture, and authorities in Alabama and Florida are investigating several kennel operators who allegedly paid to have the dogs shot and buried when they could no longer race. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Baldwin County, Alabama.
An 18-acre farm in the small town of Lillian, Alabama, is under quarantine after authorities uncovered a mass grave of greyhound dogs. David Whetstone is the district attorney in Baldwin County, Alabama.
The animals appeared to be have shot in the jaw or the neck because we found a great deal of blood in the mouth. We couldn't find entry wounds, so the animals died a very difficult death.
40 greyhounds were unearthed from that one ditch, and the property's owner, 68-year-old Robert Rhodes, told authorities that he'd buried between 2,000 and 3,000 dogs over the past 30 years. Rhodes lives just over the state line from Pensacola, Florida, where he used to work as a security guard at a dog track there. Whetstone says kennels would pay Rhodes $10 each to shoot dogs that were too old or too slow to race.
It's a gruesome way to kill an animal that simply doesn't fit the industry's model of what a greyhound should be.
Rhodes is charged under Alabama's new animal cruelty law, which makes it a felony to torture an animal. Whetstone says authorities in both states are also looking to charge the kennel operators, who he claims took advantage of Rhodes. Florida, with more dog tracks than any other state, has a special law protecting greyhounds. It requires lethal injection and specifically prohibits them from being taken across state lines to be killed. Whetstone says kennels were just looking for a cheaper alternative to paying a licensed vet a $25 to $30 fee to euthanize the animals according to the law.
The way they get around it, they hire this guy from Alabama who totes them to Alabama and shoots them in the head for $10.
In Alabama, that was not illegal, according to the lawyer representing Rhodes.
A dog in Alabama is property. It's not a human being with civil rights.
Attorney Buddy Bracken.
We're not talking about neighborhood pets. We're talking about basically these dogs are livestock. They're raised for one purpose and one purpose alone, that's to run. And when they can't race or run anymore, they're disposed of.
Bracken says prosecutors will have a hard time making the case that Rhodes tortured the dogs.
If there's anybody to be indicted here, it's the industry, because this is what they're doing with these animals. The misery begins the day they're born. The misery ends when my client gets hold of them and puts a bullet in the head.
Dog racing is about a $2 billion a year industry with 48 tracks in 15 states. Gary Guccione, executive director of the National Greyhound Association, is outraged by the Alabama case. He points out that it was Pensacola track officials who first tipped authorities to the problem. The track fired Rhodes and at least one kennel suspected of using his dog disposal service. Approximately 22,000 greyhounds are retired each year. Guccione says 85 to 90% are adopted as house pets, but the remaining 3,000 or so dogs are put to death. The ethical standard for the industry is lethal injection, but Guccione admits it's hard to track what individual dog owners do.
It's really not policed at this point. That's why we keep trying to get to that point where we're giving 100% adoption, and that's what kind of allowed for this situation to arise.
Guccione says the association can punish violators by banishing them from the sport for life, something he says is likely in the Alabama case. But animal rights activists say this is not an isolated incident, even if its magnitude is unprecedented. Dogs are killed because they're breeding too many, according to Wayne Pacelli, senior vice president of the Humane Society of the United States.
This industry is simply churning out too many dogs for adopters to handle, and the tracks provide very minimal support for the adoption programs.
Pacelli is calling for greater scrutiny of the dog racing industry. Seven states have banned greyhound racing altogether, and the Humane Society argues it should be illegal everywhere. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Baldwin County, Alabama.